Oh, fuck. I was just gonna do something. Let me explain. I'll explain. Shut your mouth, honey. I got a game we could play. It's called Pinocchio. You sit on my face, I tell lies. It's a lot of fun. No, you see, I was gonna put the mic back in the stand, but because of this group, because of the way I feel for you, I'm gonna work with the mic off the stand. I knew you'd appreciate it. This way I could get to meet a few of you, you know what I'm saying? It's always nice to meet couples in love, you know what I'm saying? You are in love with her, aren't you, pal? Huh? You see, isn't she sweet? I'm sure a pup would be pleased to hear that. What's your name, little lady? Any idea? Huh? What's your name? Go ahead, you cute thing. What is it? Carol. How long you going with Carol? I asked you a question. Carol, first time you nailed her? Just a quick question. Was she any good? Was she any good? She was good, right? Yeah, she was good. She was good. Well, let me ask you another question about your sweet little angel. How do you think she got to be that way? You want to answer that from Carol, huh? What do you think? I don't see the stretch marks around your mouth. Bottom line, you suck a good dick, yes or no? Can she suck the chrome off a trailer hitch and lay back with a beer? To me, that's a lady. Cause today they don't suck dick the way they used to. They dabble in it. They lay there, they flick it, they smack it. Oh, look at the way it jumps. Cause sing and dance too, now suck my cock, honey. And then if they do you the favor, do they even complete the job? No. No, they're like, well, I don't want that stuff to come out. Well, what are you expecting, a tuner on rye, honey? That's why when I start, I put a little crazy glue around the rim. Oh, consider the job done. It's got its drawbacks. You walk into work Monday, you got some chick swinging from your dick. But it's a beautiful thing, right? Your friends come over at work. Hey, Dice, you have a good weekend? Say hello, Carol. Shut up! Finish up already, putty lips. And how you guys doing, okay? Got a good relationship going? You're doing fucking great. I see what I'm dealing with you, pal. What do you think? I don't see you sitting there with your wind tunnel tested head, though. You got the attitude, it's okay. You kidding me? I have always had an attitude. The second I was born, the doctor smacked me in the ass, right? I look at him, I go, Doc, you got a fucking problem. And then you know what they do the second you're born? They throw you in a nursery with like 30, 40 kids you never seen before in your life, right? So I'm laying there bored out of my mind. I ask this one kid, I go, hey, Dutch, you got a light for me, right? Kid's laying there taking a dump in his diapers, drooling all over himself. So I'm saying this kid got no freaking class, right? I put on my leather ring for a little service. This big blonde nurse comes running in and shoves a plastic nipple in my mouth. I look at her, I said, sweetheart, who are you teasing, right? Pick up the dress, we're gonna mow the lawn tonight, honey. Don't ever tease me like that. Yeah, even in school, you know, like 12 noon when the teacher would come over, you're in kindergarten, try to dominate your life. Drink your milk. I'd rip open a blouse. I'd say, honey, I like it from the tap. Yeah, teachers, man. Yeah, they expected you to know the answers for them. I used to love that shit. It's like one time I'm sitting in the back of the room doing the old knuckle shuffle on my piss pump, right? I ain't bothering nobody. Teacher starts breaking my balls. She's like, Dice, what's the difference between 2/8 and 3/8? I said, that's what I say, Teach. What's the fucking difference? What, do I get a new car if I guess the answer? I just went out. I bought a new 88 Caddy with all the options. Yeah. My first option was not to make any fucking payments on it. You see what I'm saying, Theo? People have no fucking brains. Like in shampoos, you go into a store, they got every fucking shampoo for your head. Not one thing for the genitals. When is Head and Shoulders gonna wake up? I mean, think of the commercials. They'd make a fucking mint. First part of the commercial, you see this chick talking to a friend. You know, I went out with him last week, but his balls are flaky. Then you see the guy in the shower, he's scrubbing them, shining them up. They're like glowing the fucking dark, right? Now she's all smiles, she's licking his ass, his balls. She's like, gee, your balls smell terrific. To me, that would work. But women probably run Head and Shoulders, that's what it is. And women really don't know much about the penis. You know, honey, I knew it was hot and sunny before I even got out of bed today. Ask me why. Say it. Say why. Repeat after me. Why? Because my balls were hanging low. Let's say that real tight. We're talking rainstorm. Half mast, cloudy with a chance of showers. That's right, honey. The penis thinks for itself. It's got its own brain. Why do you think the head's bigger than the rest? I could prove it's got a mind of its own. You ever get up in the morning and he's already awake? He's dressed, he's ready to go, right? He's in the kitchen making fucking flapjacks. You're in bed going, come on, Joey, 5 more minutes. Your penis is going, take me shopping. I need a new hat. But you remember when they first came out with the hard on, huh? Third, fourth grade, you're leaning over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Teacher calls you up to the board and you're like, I don't think so, honey. You're the teacher, you figure it out, all right? I got some kind of ligament over here. I don't know what's going on. This thing is like alien. It's drilling into the desk next to me. Call a cop. Maybe I'll throw a donut around. But you grow up, you learn to accept the hard-on, to deal with it. Accept the pee hard-on, you know? That's God's joke. You get up, you're late for work, you gotta take a squirt, and Joey's admiring the chandelier. You gotta stand there like a moron and talk them down. Come on, Joey, I dig you. We'll dot I's and cross T's later. Work with me. Yeah, the morning hard on. I'll put that up against that Ginsu knife any day. It'll slice, it'll dice. It'll pump your car up if you got a flat tire. See what I'm saying, Carol? So you think you're gonna marry her? Think so? I don't. Not if you really care for her. Not if you enjoy banging her. You don't marry him. You don't move in with him. Don't even act like you like him. Don't you know that? Everything changes once you marry him. Because when you're dating him. Here, you're dating her or marry? Marry. Who's dating? Huh? You're dating her, right? He'll tell you. When you're dating, they'll bang the shit out of you. Right? Because that's the bait, isn't it, honey? But once they got you, they forget about sex, man. Unless it's with a friend of yours. Oh, yeah, I know what it's like. I've been there. You get married. All of a sudden, one day, you're sitting in the house, she's doing a little vacuuming, little black panties creeping up her ass. So you go over, you gently stick your head up her ass. And all of a sudden, she's hoity-toity. She's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? I figured I'd fuck you. Fuck! It's too hot! Oh, I gotta build you an igloo now, honey? Oh, and then once you get him in bed, you'll hear shit like, oh, why do you always have to make love to me from behind? Don't you like to look at my face when you make love to me? I don't know, your face, your ass. What's the difference? I can stick my dick in either one, just get it done. They don't appreciate appreciate nothing, don't you know that? All the times you banged her, did she ever once thank you, say maybe much appreciated? No, they think it's coming to them. And I don't know about you, but I try to give them a show. I pull their hair, rap them in the head a few times, kick their ass, say all the little things they want to hear in bed. You know, little things, I don't know. Fuck, pig! Howl, skank, I mean turn on words. Because if you really think that when you got her knees pinned behind her earlobes like Bugs Bunny, that she wants to hear, I love you, you figure the rest out. But that's why masturbation is so beautiful, you know? And I'm spanking it since I'm 5. I didn't even know why I was doing it. I just knew it had to get done. And then when I hit like 13 and a little goo came out, I thought I broke the fucking thing. And I screwed everything in the house when I was a kid. Socks, gloves. My mother's got a mink coat that doesn't need a hanger anymore. I remember my mother going, we're having liver tonight. Yeah, well, I had it last night, Ma. Oh, it was good. The Jell-O wasn't bad either. And don't think they don't do it, pal. They've caught up. They don't use fancy fingerwork like us, no. We're talking machinery. Yeah, Black and Decker. They come home from the neighborhood drugstore, they got one of these bats with them, you know? She's like, oh, it's only a massager. Oh, really? I never saw a massager that could drill a hole through a steel wall, honey. And they come in speed, slow, medium, and blow my brains out. And then men wonder when they come over with the 3-inch killer why women are sitting there going, you've got to be kidding. Take a look at this thing, honey. I could drive to Tampa on this. Now put that away before you get hurt. I'll tell you the truth, I don't even go with the good looking ones no more. Too much disease out there, you know what I'm saying? And when I look for a girl, I look for something a little more unique. I go into a bar and the aisle parts. And there she is. Holding up the fucking building. Maybe 350 pounds. Type of chick that looks like she don't even got no legs, you know? Celluloid dripping off the ears. 3 chins in the back of her head. And I'm standing there saying to myself, you know, nobody's ever even thought of fucking that. But nobody's even talked to it. I'm gonna make her mine, right? So I go over and I start charming her, you know? I'll say shit like, hey, how you doing, honey? Hey, guess what? I got fudge. Hershey's chocolate kisses. We're talking Haagen-Dazs, babe, what do you say, right? So by now she's drooling, I know I got her, you know? So anyway, what do? I wheel her back to my apartment. I gotta butter her hips just to get her through the fucking door, right? This chick used to come to me like every 3 weeks. I just dropped 30 pounds, yeah, from your belly to your ass, honey. I mean, anybody could bang a good-looking chick. You ever fuck a big fat pig? It's like taking a ride at Wet n' Wild, man. There's nothing like hogging, you guys know that. Oh man, number one, you get behind them, you gotta strap yourself in. Because they could throw you. And then you grab onto a set of tits that you don't know where the tits begin and the belly ends. I mean, it's like one big lop of shit, you know? And she starts swinging from side to side. The celluloid's flapping off the fucking walls. You're dodging for your life, you know? And you just jam it in, but you don't even give a shit where it goes. You're like, honey, just jiggle for me, all right? Oh, you know that fat when you're doing 69 and can't hear the radio, I'll tell you. I got a snorkel hanging out of this chick's ass. And with the positions today, you gotta bend them, stretch them, fold them. You gotta be fucking Gumby to make love. Oh, and women, they got the contraception, man. They got everything in there. They got foam in there today. Yeah, foam. You could fuck them and take a shave at the same time. I'm like, honey, mind if I use a little? I'm gonna moose tonight, yeah. Everything they got in there, IOUs, coils, slinkies, old car batteries. I don't know whether to fuck or change the oil. You see, that's why I stick to the one-night stand. Anybody here ever have a one-night stand besides, like, everybody in the room? Here's my impression of a one-night stand. Ugh! Get out. And it hurts when a woman does that to me. Because I'm a delicate person, you can feel that. There are just no morals today, it's unbelievable. It's like I pick up this chick a few weeks ago, right? Get her back to my place, in 5 minutes she's screaming, "Fuck me, silly!" I put on a clown suit, I mean, what would you do, you know? She's laying there, slaying me, put it in, bozo, I felt retarded. I met a chick last night, she says, "Give me 12 inches and hurt me." I fucked her twice and hit her in the head with a brick. Oh, women get pissed off about the one-night stand, I'm telling you. You'll hear them have conversations like, "Oh, why is it that a guy could go out and fuck 100 chicks, but if a girl does it, she's a whore?" Right. There's a reason for it. Guys have no guilt. It's unbelievable. Oh, women try. They come out of the house, they got the fuck me pumps on. Nylon stockings, little short dresses, they plaster the makeup on, tease their hair up to the moon, and they come out of the house like, "Oh yeah, somebody's gonna treat me like the pig that I am." But the minute it's all over, they get guilty about it, you know? It's like these chicks you meet in a bar, 9 o'clock at night, by midnight, you're doing shit to them you wouldn't do to a farm animal. Come the morning, they're like, "You know, I only needed to be held." Yeah, well, you got the bonus plan. And then they're like, "Call me, yeah, I'll call you. Whore, cunt, trash, bucket, get the fuck out of here." I'm starting to feel like I was used. Let me confirm it for you, honey. My wife's gonna be home in a half hour. Don't call here no more. But don't think I'm putting women down. I dig them. I'm just goofing, you know. Fuck a doodle doo. What?
I care for their needs.
I care for their needs too. You know that. You know how I am. It's like this chick is sucking my dick, right? And she's like, "Don't come in my mouth." I go, "Honey, I don't want to fuck up your hair. We're in a nice restaurant."